happy story, friends. It's Sunday, my favorite day. Let's read the story of Noah's Ark from the Bible. This is based in the beginning of the Bible, Genesis chapter 6, verses 5 through chapter 9, 17. This is written by Jane LaTorre. The Bible tells that long ago, God looked on earth and here below and saw all his creatures full of hate. He asked, what did I create? Why do my people war and fight when they've been told about what's right? They don't seem sorry for their ways, nor want to change to better days. God thought a while and then declared, the only one that can be spared is Noah, who, it's plain to see, has lived in peace with his sons three. But every other living thing will be destroyed by covering the whole wide world with floods so great, I'll sweep away the fear and hate. To save him from the floods to come, God spoke to Noah near his home. An ark he must start building now, 400 feet from stern to prow, 3 stories high and extra wide with door and window on the side. It must be big, since in this boat you'll need to keep yourself afloat, your wife and sons and wives, then bring a pair of every living thing that creeps or crawls or runs or flies, what space you'll need just for supplies. Shem, Japheth, Ham, the grown sons three, found each was willing to agree and started building this great ark, all working hard from dawn to dark. They heard their neighbors laugh and jeer and say, what crazy folks and queer to build a boat on high, dry land. They just refused to understand. The ark took many years to build. God watched and waited till they filled the ship with all the needed things for months of water voyaging. Much food and clothing, pots and plants were stowed aboard. They took no chance of starving either beasts or men while on the ark for weeks on end. Next, Noah's search was not in vain. From mountain, jungle, hill, and plain, he led the creatures 2 by 2, the tigers, bears, and kangaroo, the horses, goats, and porcupines, all trailing in 2 long lines. The sky was dark with flapping wings. The ground was live with creeping things. Earth trembled at the mighty roar of beasts all moving toward the door. Then Noah's wife and sons and wives went up the ramp. They dried their eyes, and as the sun shone hot about, they heard the people round laugh and shout. Aboard at last! The rains did come. They beat the roof with steady drum for 40 days and 40 nights as bit by bit land sank from sight. The tops of mountains disappeared as Noah from his windows peered. An awesome sight to look around and see no trace of your home ground. Can you imagine how you'd feel to hear the thunder's crashing peal and pitch and toss and wind and storm, the only ones alive and warm? For 6 long months on board they stayed. It was not easy, but they prayed that God would see them safely through until dry land came back in view. The rains did stop, the flood went down, until the ark bumped on the crown of mountain tall called Ararat, and there the ship stuck fast and just sat. Soon Noah let a raven go, a big black bird which to and fro went flying, finding food afloat, as they all watched it from the boat. God sent strong winds the earth to dry, yet still the waters seemed so high. A dove flew next to look aground, but did not find unflooded ground. A week went by, and out again, this time the dove, oh, joy, amen, brought back a fresh-plucked olive leaf, a sign of life. What relief. Another week, the dove once more was sent abroad to search, explore. This time she did not reappear, which meant that dry land must be near. The earth was drying rapidly, and soon they found that they were free to leave the ark. This happy throng burst into sounds of joy and song. To show their thanks that they were spared, the people built an altar there. And God was pleased as he looked on. He blessed good Noah and his sons. To them he said, "Go build new homes, have children who in turn will roam, and settle countries far and near. Another flood, you need not fear. To show you that my promise will be kept forever, see that hill? Beyond it I have placed up high a lovely rainbow in the sky. By this fair sign will people know my promise will be kept. So go with faith to plant the earth again." To this old Noah said, "Amen." What do you think of as you see the rainbows up in the sky? God's promise to us. He keeps his promises. Stay hopeful, stay true, and be wonderful, special little you.